Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Union Cabinet approves extension of one-time special package on DAP fertilizers. Farmers continue to get DAP at 1,350 rupees per bag or 50 kilograms. Cabinet also approves continuation of PM Fasal Bima Yojana and restructured weather-based crop insurance scheme till next financial year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserts his government is fully committed to furthering welfare of farmers. Rate of commercial LPG reduced by 14 rupees 50 paise. New Delhi asks Islamabad to expedite release and repatriation of Indian prisoners. Year 2024 was the warmest on record in India since 1901, informs India Meteorological Department. And in the Hockey India League, match between Sachi Rar Bengal Tigers and Team Gonasika underway at Rourkela. The news details. The Union Cabinet has approved the extension of one-time special package on diammonium phosphate DAP fertilizers beyond the nutrient-based subsidy at 3,500 rupees per metric tons. It has approved the proposal of the Department of Fertilizers for the extension of the special package from today till further orders to ensure sustainable availability of DAP at affordable prices to the farmers. Briefing media after the cabinet meeting in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said farmers will continue to get DAP at 1,350 rupees per bag or 50 kilograms. The tentative budgetary requirement for it will be approximately up to 3,850 crore rupees, he said. The extra burden will be borne by the union government. The move will ensure availability of DAP to farmers at subsidized, affordable and reasonable prices. The cabinet has also approved the continuation of the PM Fasal Bima Yojana and restructured weather-based crop insurance scheme till 2025-26. Briefing media after the cabinet meeting in New Delhi today, Mr. Vaishnav said the overall outlay of the scheme has been increased to 69,515 crore rupees.
Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana, a scheme which has really made a big difference in farmers' lives, uske allocation ko enhance kiya gaya, 69,515 crore kiya gaya. Aur kisano ke jeevan mein jo real parivartan aaya is scheme se, uske karan is allocation ko enhance kiya gaya.
The minister said under the scheme, 88% of insured farmers are small and marginal farmers. Mr. Vaishnav added that 57% of insured farmers are from OBC, SC and ST. The minister said, in the last 8 years, claims of 1,70,000 crore rupees have been given to farmers.
बहुत ही significant change आया है किसानों के जीवन में. ये number of policies की terms में देश की सबसे बड़ी insurance scheme है. प्रीमियम के पैरामीटर पे देखें तो दिस इज द थर्ड लार्जेस्ट इंश्योरेंस स्कीम. पूरे देश में करीब 23 स्टेट्स एंड यूटीज इसमें हैं और 20 एम्पैनल्ड इंश्योरेंस प्रोवाइडर्स हैं. यूपीए से कंपेयर करें तो उसमें पूरे ब्लॉक को एक यूनिट लिया जाता था. उसमें अगर क्रॉप को डैमेज हो तभी जाके किसी किसान को कुछ मिलता था. और मोदी जी ने आके इस स्कीम में लोकल एरिया लेवल पे लेके आए. अगर एक लिमिटेड डैमेज होता है तो भी किसानों को इसका बेनिफिट मिल जाता.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that his government is fully committed to furthering the welfare of farmers. Referring to the Union Cabinet's decisions, Mr. Modi said the first cabinet of 2025 is dedicated to enhancing prosperity for farmers. He said the country is proud of all its farmers who work hard to feed the nation. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today said the Narendra Modi government has dedicated the new year to the farmers. Briefing reporters in New Delhi, Mr. Chauhan said, India's agriculture and allied sector is expected to grow at 3.5 to 4% in 2024-25. He said the Cooperation Ministry and Indonesia's Trade Ministry today signed an MOU for the trade of non-basmati rice.
इंडोनेशिया को भारत 1 मिलियन मीट्रिक टन गैर बासमती सफेद चावल निर्यात करेगा. निर्यात के कारण भी चावल के रेट बेहतर होंगे और किसानों को इसका लाभ मिलेगा.
The rates of commercial LPG has been cut by 14 rupees 50 paise. Now, the 19-kilogram cylinder will cost 1,804 rupees in Delhi, 1,756 rupees in Mumbai, 1,911 rupees in Kolkata, and 1,966 rupees in Chennai. The rate of cooking gas used in domestic households, however, remained unchanged at 803 rupees per 14.2 kilogram cylinder. The total gross goods and services tax GST collections grew 7.3% to over 1.76 lakh crore rupees last month as compared to December 2023. The total gross GST revenue in December 2023 was 1.64 lakh crore rupees. In November last year, gross GST collection had grown 8.5% to over 1.82 lakh crore rupees. The Indian Navy is set to commission three indigenously built warships, Nilgiri, Surat and Vagshir, on the 15th of this month at the Naval Dockyard in Mumbai. Commissioning of these three combatant platforms will provide a significant boost to the Indian Navy's combat readiness, demonstrating the country's unparalleled progress in defence, self-reliance and indigenous shipbuilding. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Go with us on the news at 9. India and Pakistan today exchanged lists of civilian prisoners and fishermen in each other's custody through diplomatic channels. Under the provisions of the Bilateral Agreement on Consular Access 2008, such lists are exchanged every year on the 1st of January and on the 1st of July. The External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that India has shared the names of 381 civilian prisoners and 81 fishermen in its custody who are Pakistani or are believed to be Pakistani. Pakistan has shared the names of 49 civilian prisoners and 217 fishermen in its custody who are Indian or are believed to be Indian. India has called for early release and repatriation of civilian prisoners, fishermen along with their boats, and missing Indian defence personnel from Pakistan's custody. It has been asked to expedite the release and repatriation of 183 Indian fishermen and civilian prisoners who have completed their sentence. India and Pakistan today also exchanged a list of nuclear installations and facilities covered under the agreement on the prohibition of attack against nuclear installations and facilities between both countries. 20 fishermen arrested by the Sri Lankan Navy a year ago were released today. They returned from Colombo by aircraft and were received at the Chennai airport. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today extended their greetings to the nation on the occasion of New Year. In a social media post, the President urged citizens to renew their commitment to work together for creating a brighter, more inclusive and sustainable future for India and the world. India made incredible progress in both technology and medicine in 2024. It has been a year to remember, from AI changing industries to major breakthroughs in nuclear energy, space exploration and quantum computing. Our correspondent has the details.
Year 2024 has cemented India's global healthcare leadership. India developed its first indigenous antibiotic, nephitromycin, a breakthrough against drug-resistant pneumonia with 10 times the efficacy with a 3-day treatment regimen. India joined the Biopharmaceutical Alliance along South Korea, US, Japan and the EU to tackle drug supply shortages. India has also solidified its position as a global defense leader, achieving historic milestones in strategic innovation. DRDO successfully flight-tested the Agni-5 missile on the mission Divyastra, placing India in an elite group of nations with advanced re-entry systems. The nuclear-capable K-4 submarine-launched ballistic missile was tested from INS Arighat, bolstering India's underwater nuclear deterrence. The government approved two major space science missions, the Venus Orbiter Mission and Chandrayaan-4, advancing India's capabilities in planetary exploration. Suparna Saikya, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Akashvani News brings you glimpses of 2024 in its special year-ender series. Today we take a look at the key initiatives and achievements of the Ministry of Ayush.
In 2024, the Ministry of Ayush has made significant strides towards global recognition and promotion of traditional medicine. It integrated Ayurveda, Yoga, Yunani, Siddha and Homeopathy into mainstream health systems worldwide. The Ministry celebrated the 10th International Day of Yoga on 21st June last year, led by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in Srinagar. The theme for the day was Yoga for Self and Society. Over 7 crore people took the Yoga Pledge, demonstrating a widespread commitment to embracing the principles and practices of yoga. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also inaugurated the Central Research Institute of Yoga and Naturopathy, a 200-bed hospital facility at Haryana's Jhajjar. The ministry also signed a memorandum of understanding with the Ministry of Women and Child Development for the nutritional improvement in adolescent girls through Ayurveda interventions. On the occasion of 9th Ayurveda Day, Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone of multiple health sector projects worth more than 12,000 crore rupees. The first ever international conference of the All India Institute of Ayurveda, Advancements of Research and Global Opportunities for Holistic Ayurveda, Aroha 2024, was also organized in New Delhi last year. Priya Mondal for Akashvani News, Delhi.
In Maharashtra, as many as 11 Naxalites, including a dreaded Naxalite leader Taraka, surrendered before the Gadchiroli police today in the presence of Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis, who was on a day-long tour of the Naxal-affected district. Meanwhile, during his Gadchiroli tour, the Chief Minister also inaugurated the first phase of Lloyd's steel industry at Konsari with an investment of 6,200 crore rupees and employment generation of over 4,000 jobs. Benchmark domestic equity indices ended the first trading session of 2025 in positive territory. Here is a report.
The 30-share index at Bombay Stock Exchange, Sensex, gained 368 points or 0.47% to close at 78,507. Similarly, the National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 added 98 points or 0.41% to settle at 23,743. In the forex market, rupee today depreciated by 4 paise to settle at 85 rupees and 65 paise against the US dollar. In the Indian bullion market, 24-carat gold was trading up at 77,110 rupees per 10 grams and silver, 999 fine, was also trading up at 87,600 rupees per kilogram a short while ago. Nishit Kumar for Akashwani News.
On to the weather. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, today said that 2024 was the warmest year on record in the country since 1901. Director General of IMD, Mrityunjay Mohapatra, informed this while briefing media virtually.
1901 से 2024 के बीच में हम भारत की एवरेज टेम्परेचर की बात करें तो 2024 में हमारे सरफेस एयर टेम्परेचर सबसे ज्यादा वार्म रहा है और ये एवरेज टेम्परेचर 2024 में लगभग 0.65 डिग्री सेल्सियस नॉर्मल से ज्यादा रहा है.
In Punjab, cold weather conditions are likely to persist for some more days. However, there will be relief from fog in some parts of the state in the next 48 hours. We have a report.
As the cold wave conditions are persisting in Punjab, the maximum temperature recorded in the state today evening is 15.8 degrees Celsius in Sangrur, followed by Amritsar at 12.2 and Mohali 11.7 degrees Celsius. In the next 3 days, the minimum temperature is likely to remain between 9 to 12 degrees Celsius. Chandigarh-based Met Department Director Surinder Pal said there is no relief as of now.
Punjab aur Haryana mein pichle 2 se 3 dinon se jo thand ka तरह से माहौल बना हो कंटिन्यू करेगा इसमें कोई विशेष अंतर आने वाला नहीं है बाकी एरियाज में अभी 4 से 5 दिन डे टेंपरेचर कम रहेंगे कोल्ड वेव टू सीवियर कोल्ड वेव कंडीशन चलेगी.
द सिटी ब्यूटीफुल चंडीगढ़ रिकॉर्डेड मैक्सिमम टेंपरेचर ऑफ 11.3 डिग्री सेल्सियस. राजेश बाली, आकाशवाणी न्यूज़, जालंधर.
In sports, in the Hockey India League match between Shra Chirar Bengal Tigers and Team Gona Seka is underway at the Birsa Munda Hockey Stadium in Rourkela. The third quarter of the match is currently underway. At halftime, both teams had failed to score any goal. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Union Cabinet approves extension of one-time special package on DAP fertilizers. Farmers continue to get DAP at 1,350 rupees per bag of 50 kilograms. Cabinet also approves continuation of PM Fasal Bima Yojana and restructured weather-based crop insurance scheme till next financial year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserts his government is fully committed to furthering welfare of farmers. Rate of commercial LPG reduced by 14 rupees 50 paise. New Delhi asked Islamabad to expedite release and repatriation of Indian prisoners. Year 2024 was the warmest on record in India since 1901, informs India Meteorological Department. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.